Okay, so let's turn to Simon now. Simon, you've been looking at those Edison poll numbers, which have come in very interesting in terms of the black vote in particular, the Hispanic vote as well. Can you help us break it down?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look at the results of that Edison poll, the exit poll that was conducted as voters left the polling station today. It also includes some data gathered from the early vote. And the key finding of this Edison poll that is definitely going to be exciting Democrats relates to democracy. The poll suggests that 35% of voters say that democracy mattered most in their decision. The second highest issue for voters, 31% said the economy, and 14% said abortion, 11% said immigration. Now, that finding flies in the face of what earlier opinion polls had suggested about the order of priorities. And the fact that democracy there is showing up as the top issue for voters in the polling station, 35% of voters saying democracy mattered most in their decision, will absolutely, I think, imbue the Democrats with hope for the hours ahead, because Kamala Harris has, of course, hammered away at the notion that American democracy is on the line in this election. And remember that just a week ago, she was embracing the notion, fueled by the former White House chief of staff, General John Kelly, that Donald Trump has fascist tendencies. There were questions within the Democratic campaign about whether she was right to put so much focus on the future of American democracy. That exit poll finding would suggest that that gamble may have paid off. The exit poll also contains evidence about the relative popularity with Americans of the two candidates for the presidency. 48% of Americans told Edison Research they view Kamala Harris favorably versus 52% for Joe Biden back in 2020. 44% view Donald Trump favorably versus 46% back in 2020. So Kamala Harris not as popular with voters this time around as Joe Biden was, but she's enjoying a higher rate of popularity with voters than Donald Trump is, with 44% popularity. So there's an awful lot in these exit polls for the campaigns to be looking at. I would just caveat all of this, Arnold and Julie. I remember being on this very spot back in 2016, and the exit polls came out, and when you looked at the top line findings of the exit polls, it looked like it was very good news for Hillary Clinton. And then, of course, it turned out not to be. And one of the reasons why there is so much tension in the air here in Washington, D.C. tonight is because of that experience that everyone in this city lived through in 2016. What was viewed as an imminent victory by Hillary Clinton then ebbed away in the hours ahead. So I think it's important to put a health warning on the poll's findings, but they're certainly extremely interesting.
They are indeed. Simon, thank you very much. And I guess we'll find out in the hours and days to come whether or not those poll findings translate into the votes across the United States.